Rapids. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Zach James, and I am so thrilled to be here in Cedar Rapids broadcasting this game with you here here for this Class 3A title game. This afternoon, it will be the Bishop Heelan Catholic Crusaders at 34-10, the number 4 seed, taking on North Polk, the number 2 seed. The winner will be crowned your Class 3A state champion in 2024. What a way to close out the 75th anniversary of the first graduating class of Bishop Heelan. And here we go with this state championship game here for Heelan. You couldn't ask for anything else. It's a beautiful. The Heelan crowd has come out in bunches. And I think they've outdrawn North Polk, actually. And Heelan had the longer crowd, had the longer drive. So they're ready here. I hope you're ready at home, and we'll have first pitch right at 5 o'clock as the Crusaders are already taking their infield. North Polk has taken their infield, and they'll be ready to go, and everybody will be introduced just like on Monday night, and the TV side will do their thing, and we'll be ready to go at 5 o'clock. We have a big pregame show for you this afternoon. I had a chance to chat with Coach Andy Osborne and George Tabanos after the 6-3 win over Dubuque Wallet on Wednesday night, asking them a few questions, and they were gracious with their time, so we'll get their thoughts on what they're thinking going into this afternoon's game. It is interesting to note that Tabanos, who is leading off for the Crusaders here in this championship, and the Crusaders will again be the visitors on the scoreboard. This is Tabanos' third state championship game that they're playing this school year. Listen to the football game, and granted, it didn't go the way the Crusaders wanted to. State soccer, Sergio Mahongo scored the golden goal back in early June in Des Moines over Davenport Assumption, and here we are again on July 26, 2024, getting ready to face off against the North Pole Comets for the Class 3A State Baseball Championship. You're listening to the Dave Pepin Real Estate LLC, Verity Group CPA LLC, and the Sioux City Musketeers pregame show here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio. Thank you so much for listening. If you're joining us a little bit early, we decided to start a little bit earlier since, hey, it is a state title game, so why not start a little bit earlier and get the party started here on 88.1 FM and SiouxLaneCatholicRadio.com, as well as the Sioux Lane Catholic Radio app. We're so thankful to be in the spot this afternoon. And just, I was down in the dugout for a couple minutes, just hanging out, watching the guys warm up, being on a professional field. That's always a big thing. And they seem loose. They seemed like it was just a normal Friday afternoon game, a non-conference game. They don't have the pressure that is in front of them playing in a state championship game. It was just loose. I mean, I'm watching Connor Sitzman warm up in the bullpen. He's going to be the starting pitcher for the Crusaders here to close it out, and he looks good. So hopefully that will translate over to the game, and the Crusaders hopefully come out on top as Class 3 state champions in the second sport in 2023-2024. We'll step aside and talk with Heelan coach Andy Osborne and Heelan senior George Tabanos right after this timeout. You're listening to the Iowa Class 3A State Baseball Championship here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio, presented by Tram Electric, Wall of Fame, and McClintock Insurance. We're back with the Bishop Heelan Baseball Pregame Show here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio. You're getting ready to listen to the Iowa Class 3A State Baseball Championship between the Bishop Heelan Crusaders and the North Polk Comets. First pitch come up here in a few minutes. Let's take the time to chat with two members of the Crusaders baseball team. The first one we'll talk with is head coach Andy Osborne and get his thoughts going into today's big game. And then we'll talk with senior George Tabanos, who is playing in his third state championship game this school year. I think that's a really cool feat for anyone to match. And Tabanos will be playing in the state championship baseball game after playing in the state championship football game and the state championship soccer match. We talked to him a little bit about that as well. The first question I asked Coach Osborne was on Wednesday night. This is a rare occasion for an athletic program like Heelan to be in a third state championship game in a school year. What attributes to that?
Well, I think it speaks to this class of athletes, right? We knew it when they come in as eighth graders, they were pretty special. I mean, we saw them, you know, you think back to COVID, that was the COVID summer, and we had so many restrictions, and we had to put them through the paces of a tryout day. So we had all these eighth graders coming and trying out. And we knew then this is a special group. They were doing things as eighth graders that we hadn't seen before. And, you know, you talk about George. Middle of the season, we went around. We do a thing called Real Life Wednesdays. And kind of have some questions that we ask them, and then they all have to share in front of the group. And one of the days we did a question of what do you want your legacy to be? What do you want to be remembered as? And George, he said he wanted to be the first player in Heelan history to win a state title in soccer and baseball. And he's got a shot now. He's got an opportunity. So it's a special group. It's absolutely a special group. It's so much fun to be around kids that think the same way. Incredibly driven athletes. I mean, obviously we got four of these guys are going on to play college baseball. They are driven. They know that they're good athletes. They've had success, you know, even basketball a year ago, Sean Schaefer starting on that team. Just, you know, again, it's a fun group to be around. It's a loose group. And, you know, that's the best part is we get to enjoy an entire season with them.
I want to go back to the COVID night where you guys played Storm Lake at North.
Yeah.
There's things were just a little helter-skelter there with a lot of guys having COVID. Softball team, I think I got knocked out. When you had to have those eighth graders, now seniors, step up, what was the conversation like after that night? Were you optimistic that that eighth grade group could make the climb to where they are tonight?
I mean, obviously, that's a long stretch of time to anticipate getting to here, right? But we knew they were special. We knew they were really athletic and a good group. You always have some attrition, you know what I mean? It's you get, we have whatever the number is, eighth graders trying out. And then you lose a handful each year, you know, and that's part of the process. But this group stuck together. You know, again, George is such a special example of that. He was a kid that early on was kind of on the fence with baseball. You know, he loves football. He loves soccer family, but stuck with it. And then he had a shoulder injury and he was fighting that. And he had every reason in the world to stop playing baseball, but he kept coming and kept showing up and kept working. And, you know, and every spring it was soccer. And then, you know, we'd get him to baseball when we got him. And he's improved so much, you know, every year. And, you know, I've told you both this, that our season changed when we got George back full time. You know, that was a big difference for us to have that table setter, have that leadership, have a guy that's just gritty and knows how to win. That's a big part of it, too. He's a special player.
Tonight's pitcher, Connor Sitzman, I think he's had a really solid year, and he might be the unsung hero of the pitching rotation. What has he meant to this team this season, and how special is it for him to get a state championship start?
Well, I think, you know, we had the conversation before the playoff run, and just the two of us, we sat down, and initially it was going to be Wahab. He was going to pitch that first playoff game. And Connor came in and said, "Coach, I want to pitch that game. I think I deserve it." And went home that night and I slept on it and I thought about it. And I said, you know what, senior, he does deserve it. Let's give him the ball. And he's been so confident on the mound. You know, you think about that Sergeant Bluff game, those first four innings, he was lights out. You know, they couldn't do anything with him. And so to see him get this opportunity, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm happy for Connor. He's a kid that has tried to battle into the lineup and just hasn't pushed through from an offensive standpoint. But he's maximized his opportunities, and I'm so excited for him to get the chance to pitch on Friday night.
What's going to be the big key for this Friday night championship game?
Well, much like these other two games, we got to throw strikes. You know, we can't give free bases. I mean, you guys can. I'm going to give you all the coach speak in the world on these because you've heard it a million times. You got to throw strikes, got to play defense, and got to have timely hitting, right? And that's been our recipe for sure.
Next up, we turn our attention to senior George Chabanos. And the first question I asked him was how special it was for him to realize this is his third state championship game this year.
It's really exciting. We'd struggle in sports, particularly football, last couple of years, and to get to the state championship in not one but three sports is really exciting.
What is it about the resiliency of this team, especially in the postseason in the last 2 weeks?
I feel like teams in the past, we've kind of built on it. We've always kind of wet the bed in the sub-state last couple of years, and I feel like for a lot of sports, and I think we've just grown and realized that we can't go away in the big moments, and this year we've stuck with it every single time, down or up.
So for you personally, football wasn't that close, but soccer came down to a golden goal, and here in baseball have come down to some tough moments. Have you kind of been able to teach the guys? I know in the three football guys here in the triple overtime game against Sioux Center, so some of you guys have had experienced these close moments. Have you guys, especially you three seniors, you, Brady and Bleak, have you guys tried to show the younger guys or tried to teach the younger guys what those big moments are like so they're ready for them?
Yeah, I kind of just leave your body on the line. At the end of the day, it's just a game. And good things usually happen when you sell all out.
Thanks to Coach Osborne and George Tabanos for joining us here after Wednesday night's game. And they'll be ready to take the field here in mere moments for this Class 3A championship game between the Crusaders and North Polk. We'll be right back after prayer, first pitch, and station identification. You're listening to the Iowa Class 3A State Baseball Championship game here on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio, presented by Tram Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame.
People's Bank knows that game day is always exciting. One thing that all of our Crusader teams have learned is the importance of teamwork. That's a key success in banking, too. People's Bank employees work with you to make it a team effort toward your financial goals. You can stop at our Sioux City Morningside or North Sioux City locations. Here's wishing you the best from the team at People's Bank. Go Crusaders! People's Bank, where values matter. Member FDIC.
You can take a swing at better vision with Gretkin Family Eye Care in Lamar's. Dr. Elizabeth Gretkin and the staff at Gretkin Family Eye Care are here to help everyone see their best, whether it's catching a pop fly or enjoying a day out at the ballpark. With comprehensive eye exams and custom fit lenses, Gretkin Family Eye Care is dedicated to making vision care accessible and personalized. You can learn more by visiting GretkinFamilyEyeCare.com.
Calling all business owners. What kind of a workplace are you creating? Are your employees excited about coming to work each day? Do you really know? Being intentional about creating a highly engaged and rewarding workplace is an important strategy to retain your team members, create accountability, and grow your business. At Action Coach XL Edge, we teach how to grow your business through your people to get real results, all with a unique guarantee. Let's get connected. We're online at xledge.actioncoach.com or find us at 712-251-7189.
Hello, listeners. I am Father Travis Crotty, the chaplain of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. As we prepare for this athletic competition with the Crusaders, we want to take an opportunity to offer a pregame prayer, keeping in mind the safety and the enthusiasm of all sporting events for the safety of our own students and those of our opponents. Let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you, listeners, and go Crusaders.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader sports on your Catholic radio station.
The Crusaders just got introduced down the third baseline, both starters, reserves, and coaches, and now the public address announcer is going to introduce the North Pole Comets. We'll do that for you here in a second, but let's see who is in that Bishop Heelan lineup for this Friday championship game. It doesn't look very different. It'll be George Tabanos leading off, playing in left field. Jaron Plika will be in right field and hitting second. Caleb Lefebvre, who pitched on Wednesday night, will be the designated hitter and hitting third. He'll be hitting for Sitzman, who is pitching. Brady Baker will be in the cleanup spot and be in center field. Sean Schaefer hitting fifth, and he'll be the shortstop. Playing first base and hitting sixth will be Ethan Erickson. Braden Erickson one last time puts on the Heelan uniform behind the squat at catcher. He'll hit seventh. Cordson Fitch will play at second base, and he'll hit eighth. And Hunter Wahab rounding out that Crusader lineup. He'll be in the hot corner. He's had a heck of a season over there at third base, and he will hit ninth. For the Comets, their lineup looks a little bit like this. Drew Owen will lead off and play in center. Reggie Postal will be at shortstop and hit second. Isaac Zaki will be the catcher and hit third. Reach Raggy will be the pitcher and hit cleanup. Hunter Cook at first. Chase Feland will be hitting sixth, and we'll pause right here. No, they're introducing the umpires, so we'll round up this North Polk lineup. Charlie Bunkers will be hit seventh and be at second. Braden Fotz will be in left and hit eighth for the Comets, and hitting ninth, rounding out that lineup for North Polk. It's Jack Speaker. Brady Reinhart will be designated hit for in that number nine spot. The umpires have just been introduced. It's a four-man crew for the state championship game, and Heelan Grant Andy Unthem is walking out the national anthem singers, and we'll let you listen to that live. Three West Delaware students singing our national anthem. A beautiful rendition of our national anthem sung by three West Delaware students. I didn't get their names, but they did a wonderful job, and they set the table for what is soon to hopefully to be a tremendous night of baseball here at Veterans Memorial Stadium between the Crusaders and the North Polk Comets. And Cordson Fitch is doing a standoff right now with two North Polk students, and Fitch is going to win the standoff. So that's how this night gets started. Cordson Fitch winning the national anthem standoff. I didn't know he was going to do that. But if you don't know what a national anthem standoff is, most of the time the players, when the national anthem is done, they'll retreat back to their dugouts. But sometimes a player will stay out on the foul lines or wherever they are to try and make the other team's players go back first. And that's what happens. So North Polk going back first, and Cordson Fitch winning a national anthem standoff here, and hopefully that's a good omen of things to come here in this Class 3A state championship. Your lineup once again for the Crusaders looks a little bit something like this. Chabanos, Bleeker, Lefevre, Baker, Schaefer, Erickson, Fitch, Wahab, and Sitzman's on the mound being DH for Lefevre's taking care of that for him. And they'll be facing off against Reese Raggies, who has had a heck of a season stat-wise. He is 10-1 on the season, making his 12th start of the year. He's got a 1.16 ERA. He's got a walk and hit per inning ratio of .77. Opponents are hitting 130 against him. He struck out 93. He's walked 19. He's only hit 7, and he's allowed 37 hits and 12 earned runs in 72 and 8/3 innings. And he's over the 1,000 pitch mark for the season. So I think it's safe to say he is the ace of this Comets lineup. And we'll see if the Crusaders can get on him early, which I think is the key tonight. Get going early. Even if Chabanos has another leadoff double, as we saw on Wednesday night, that still set the tone. Yeah, the first inning didn't go the way we wanted it to, but that still set the tone for the rest of the night. And Coach Osborne was quick to point that out during the postgame on Wednesday. And hopefully the Crusaders can get the bats going early and often tonight. It would not hurt at all to take away the stress and the pressure of a state championship stage by scoring first. The defensive alignment for North Polk looks a little bit like this. Foster in left, Owen in center, Reinhardt in right, left to right on the infield, Fieland, Postal, Bunkers, and Cook, and Zosky behind the plate. We'll give you the Heelan defensive alignment after the end of the half inning, but we're about ready to go here. Starting a couple minutes late. I think we started on time Wednesday night. I honestly don't remember. And we started 2.5 hours late on Monday night here, thanks to a rain delay. But we are happy to be on this stage, and we're happy to bring it to you here on 88.1 FM and SiouxLandCatholicRadio.com and the Sioux Land Catholic Radio app. Thank you to all of you sponsors who have helped us out throughout the school year. This is the final Bishop Heelan Athletic Contest of this 2023-2024 school year, and here we go. George Chabanos stepping into the right-handed batter's box, and the first pitch from Raggy, a right-hander, is called a strike on the outside corner, and here we go, going off at 5:03, 84 degrees here in Cedar Rapids. It's a little muggy out. The 0-1, changeup on the outside corner, called a strike, 0-2. The Crusaders in the road blue tops with the Vegas gold numbering and lettering, and they're wearing their home white pinstripe pants. The 0-2 is outside. 1-2 the count. The Crusaders are wearing their gold caps with a blue brim. North Polk in their red vests with the black undershirts and the red and black hats. They're wearing gray bottoms, too. Chabanos grounds one to short. Clean the feet. Throw to first is in time after being cleanly fielded by Postal, and that's how this game gets started. Here's Bleeker, playing in a Heelan uniform one final time, as is a bunch of these seniors here this afternoon. Bleeker hitting 371, 35 driven in. He'll be playing a little further south on I-380 at the University of Iowa next year as he sees a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 the count. I think Raggy's going to throw a lot of off-speed pitches. And the windup as he works from the first base side. The rubber is swung on, fouled off to our right, and the count goes to 0-2. Raggy working from the first base side of the rubber. North Polk defense playing normal. Bleeker grounds a soft one to third on a two-hopper field to cleanly throw across the diamond. It's in time, and there's two away. Fieland on that play, threw it over to Cook for the second out. It was Caleb LeFevre. He pitched a whale of a game on Wednesday night, and we found out why he got pulled in the seventh. He jammed his thumb on it during his at-bat in the sixth on Wednesday night, but he is good to swing it here in this championship game, and he sees an off-speed pitch at the knees right down the middle. 0-1 the count. The sophomore hitting 379, 41 driven in. Fastball on the outside corner, called a strike at the knees, 0-2 the count. Fieland playing basically a step inside the baseline as Raggy throws one inside, 1-2. North Polk's deep outfielders are playing way in, I just realized that. LeFevre fouls one off back towards the main entrance here at the ballpark, and the count stays at 1-2. There's only one way in and out. When you're at a Cardinals game, there's a couple of ways. You can come in from the first base side, too, but they only have the third base gate open here for this one in the Class 4A title game. The 1-2, fastball a little bit outside, 2-2. A beautiful place to hold a state tournament here in Cedar Rapids. The 2-2. Swung on, soft grounder to Bunkers. He charges at it, fields it cleanly, throw over to first is in time. So Raggy forces three ground outs to get out of the top of the first. We're through a half inning, and the Crusaders didn't score, and the Comets are coming up to the plate. The Olympics are going on. The opening ceremonies were today. They're being retelevised on KTIV later on tonight. But Ben Jeffries, a former Briarcliff soccer and track and field runner, was officially added to the United Kingdom's roster for the 2024 Paris Olympics as a member of the 4x4 relay team. Join Faith in Action host Joanne Fox for her interview with Ben tomorrow night at 7 o'clock right here on Siouxland Catholic Radio 88.1 FM or listen on demand visiting SiouxlandCatholicRadio.com. Faith in Action is brought to you by Marriage Choice, a Sioux City Pregnancy Resource Center. Good luck, Ben, from the board, staff, and listeners of Siouxland Catholic Radio. I don't know when the 4x4 will be run, but I'm sure you can look it up online. And good luck to Ben as the former Chargers in Paris for the Olympics. That's pretty cool, having a local tie to the Olympics, and we'll surely be cheering him on as he represents Great Britain here in the Olympics that started today. They run through August 11th. And I like the Olympics myself. I'll probably watch the opening ceremonies when I get home, either later tonight or after I wake up tomorrow. And my favorite sports to watch, basketball, 3-on-3, 5-on-5. I also like watching the track. I like watching the gymnastics. They're just so good athletes over in Paris. And it's always nice to see that come around every 4 years. We'd also like to thank a few of our sponsors who allow us to be on the air throughout the school year and especially this week here at the state tournament, including Central Bank in Sioux City and Storm Lake, Fibercom, Folk Brothers, Keller Williams Real Estate, Agent Tammy Bertrand, Lightform, Merrill Shell, Hamer Pitts, Prime Bank, and Security National Bank. We'll thank all the others throughout the night, of course, as we do not want to forget any of you. Businesses who have helped us out. Connor Sitzman making a 7 start. He's 5-0 with a 1.76 ERA. Opponents are hitting 158 against him. And the first pitch he'll throw as he awaits the signal from Coach Osborne from the dugout is a strike with the fastball on the outside third of the plate. Owen won the count. Drew Owen up for the Comets, coming in with a 28-6 record. The 0-1 swung on, and Ethan will knock it down, and he'll step on the bag. 3-0 if you're scoring with us at home for the first out of the inning. That took a high hop, and Ethan Harrison just crouched down to make sure his chest knocked it down, and that's where he did. And he was close enough to the bag. He just put his left foot down on the white part of the bag, and that is the first out. Next up for the Comets is Reggie Postal. And the windup from Sitzman as he works from the first base side of the Rebels. A fly ball to center. Baker took a step back. Now he'll come in. He'll make the catch. And just like that, there's two away here in the first. Sitzman working quickly and good. So far, so good. Good to see a senior take the ball here in this title game. Bleeker is not available to pitch as he threw 102 pitches on Monday. If it was raining right now and both championships games had been moved to tomorrow, he could have been eligible to pitch, but unfortunately his pitching career for the Crusaders is over and he has to play right field, but he has an arm out there. The 1-0 to Zosky is fouled off. Got a piece of Raiden Erickson behind the plate. 1-1 the count. Defense playing pretty normally here with two down. Wahab playing back as he sometimes does. Chibanos playing probably a step further in than Baker and Bleeker are. The 1-1. Liner foul into the sweet level, and the count goes to 1-2. No score here. Bottom first. Just getting started. And the 1-2 from Sitzman is a breaking ball that's fouled off to our left. And we'll do it again. Sitzman having a good season on the mound. He pitched very, very well in that sub-state final against SBL. It's another foul ball off of Zosky. We'll do it again. Righty on lefty. And swung on, and another foul ball that careens off the sweet level. As all fans get to keep foul balls here. You don't have to give them back if you hit it in, if it's in the stands, you can take it home with it. The 1-2. Fastball swung on, and another foul ball almost in the exact same spot where Zosky hit it last time. And Sitzman's kind of to be thinking, what do I got to do to get you out? I go upstairs fastball here. The 1-2. He does go upstairs with it, and it's yet another foul ball down the right field line. Bleeker having to go. No, they're going to let that ball go. And now they're asking Bleeker to go retrieve that. That's right down the right field corner. And Bleeker just throwing it in to Ethan. And now Connor will stand on the bottom of the hill, allowing his right fielder to get set again. And Bleeker gives a thumbs up. Here's the 1-2 for the fourth consecutive time. It swung on, and another foul ball. Zosky being petsky here. And now the healing crowd encouraging Sitzman to find the strike zone where Zosky can't hit it. The 1-2. Fastball high. Nothing wrong with that. Ball two. Perfectly okay with him going upstairs. I'd go upstairs again. You got another pitch to waste. Go upstairs one more time. The 2-2. Fastball swung on. That was upstairs, and that's going to be hitting fair territory. Schaefer waving everybody off. He'll make the catch, and that retires the side. So Sitzman winning the battle there. Tough battle there by Zosky, but he gets the flyout to end the inning, and we're through one. Bishop Heelan nothing. North Polk nothing. We'll come back with the second after the 60-second timeout. You're listening to the 2024 Class 3A Iowa State Baseball Championship here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Trammy Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame.
Hi, I'm Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance General Agent, serving Catholic families in the Omaha and Northeast Nebraska area by providing them life insurance, disability insurance, and long-term care insurance, as well as retirement and legacy planning. Contact us today at 1-800-379-0180 to find out how we can protect your family. 1-800-379-0180.
At Jimmy John's, we don't make sandwiches. We make the sandwich of sandwiches. We use fresh veggies because we don't hate salads. We just feel bad for them. We make our sandwiches exactly how you want because you're the one who's eating it. And we bake bread all day, every day because stale bread isn't bread. It's croutons. Sandwich history is written by the victors. Good thing we have legible handwriting. Jimmy John's, the sandwich of sandwiches. Order pickup or delivery on the app.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Top of the second here in Cedar Rapids. Heelan coming up to the plate, due up for the Crusaders. It'll be Baker, Schaefer, and Ethan Erickson as the Crusaders are looking for their first run here of the afternoon. No hits so far, so a clean first inning by both teams, but I have a feeling that somebody's going to break through here sooner rather than later. Here's Baker stepping into the right-handed batter's box, facing Raggy. And the first pitch is inside for a ball, 1-0. Baker on the season, hitting-wise, hitting .318. And he swings and fouls one off, almost hit his foot as it rolls to the facade of the third base dugout where Bishop Heelan resides this afternoon. 1-1 the count. Just starting here in the second, no score between the Comets and Crusaders. The pitch is called a strike on the inside corner at the knees. 1-2 the count. Look like a fastball. Raggy throws the 1-2. Swung on, fly ball, center field. In there is Owen. He charged in to make that catch. That's the first flyout that Raggy has forced, and that's the first out of the second. Here's Schaefer. Schaefer hitting 256. He's driven in 29. There was that point in June where he got hot and hit five homers. He's going to have to lift one out to get his sixth. The first pitch is called a strike on the outside corner off speed. 0-1 the count. You missed the highlight from last night from Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, and Johnston. They won on a walk-off homer to deep left. Schaefer swings and fouls one off towards the main entrance here. And the count goes to 0-2. After us, it'll be Dowling Catholic going up against this hometown Cedar Rapids Kennedy Cougars. You can catch that game on Iowa Catholic Radio. Joe Stacy and Ken Roving will have the call there. The 0-2. Fastball high, 1-2. Dowling, I believe, is the 7 or 8 seed in the Class 4A tournament. Kennedy, of course, being the favorite, being 10 minutes away. The 1-2 fastball just missed outside, 2-2 the count. Neither of these teams are local. North Polk, located in Alleman, Iowa, just a little bit north of Des Moines. The 2-2. Fastball swung on a miss, strike three, and that's the first strikeout for Raggy. And there's two away in the second. So a Des Moines team and a Sioux City team in the Class 3A title game. And then, of course, you got Dowling in West Des Moines and Cedar Rapids Kennedy up the road here in the Class 4A game. If you're here at the stadium and you're looking to stay overnight, stay here for the Kennedy-Dowling game. I think that'll be a whale of a game. The first pitch to Ethan Erickson is swung on to short. He knocks it down. The throw over. It's not in time. So it was a ball basically in the five hole between the third base and the shortstop. Postal did a nice job getting to the ball, but the tip of his glove knocked it down, and Postal had to basically dip down and make the throw over. The official scorer is going to charge Postal with an error on that, and Ethan Erickson is the first base runner this afternoon for Bishop Heelan. That'll bring up Braden Erickson. Raggy having to work from the stretch for the first time. Ethan with about an 8-foot lead over at first. Breaking ball high and inside to Raiden Erickson, 1-0. Raiden making his 42nd start of the season, hitting .284. Just realized Coach Osborne hasn't updated the stats in varsity round this week. That's all right. He's making his 44th start. So we're telling you stats going into this week's tournament, but you'll get a good glimpse of what everybody's hitting. Raiden pops one in foul territory. Soski makes the catch about 2 feet in front of the screen. He didn't have a heck of a lot of room, but he had enough room to make the catch and retire their side. So the Crusaders do get a base runner on, but the Comets get out of that jam, and we head to the home half of the second. Still no score. We'd also like to thank Security National Bank, St. Augustine Indian Mission, Neil Pfeiffer, Knights of Columbus Insurance Agents, Action Coach of Cell Edge, Bargain Center, Barkley Asphalt, Butch Dry Cleaners, Catholic Charities, Christina Martinez, Christy Smith Funeral Homes, CNO Weston, Dr. Ryan Meets, Culligan, and CyberCloak Tech LLC for your support of Crusader Athletics here tonight and throughout the entire school year. Tickets are on sale now for dinner with the EWTN General Manager and host of Women of Greats, Jack and Johnette Williams, on Tuesday, September 17th at the Country Events Celebration Center. Call Al and or Lisa today at 712-224-5342 or visit SiouxLandCatholicRadio.com for more information. I know they've got a lot of information up on the Sioux Land Catholic Radio Facebook page, so if you need more information, just scroll down there. I think they posted something about it maybe in the last week or so, or just simply call the office to find out more information, 712-224-5342. Due up for the Comets here in this second inning, it'll be Raggy, Cook, and Fieland for the Comets, and Sitzman's pitch count shouldn't be too high. They have it at 3 on the live stats. He threw 3 more pitches. He was efficient. He did throw 3 innings through the first 2 outs, but that long at-bat with Zosky boosted his pitch count by at least 10 or 11. So less than 15, let's say, for his pitch count, I guess I could look on Game Changer to see, because I know Chris Erickson is live tracking that, I believe. It's either he or Claire Osborne in the dugout. And we'll get you his pitch count here. It can't be that high. No, 14. So I was right. It was under 15. It's at 14. 12 strikes in that inning. And that's what Sisman's done all summer. He's found the strike zone. And yeah, he finds the corners every now and then, but he knows where the strike zone is. And like I said in the interview with Coach Osborne, it's just really cool to see a pitcher who doesn't get the limelight like Bleeker does, or like Wahab, or LeFevre. They're good pitchers too, don't get me wrong. But for what Sisman was able to do this summer, just be a quiet enforcer in the bottom half of the rotation. That's really cool to see, as I think television is doing an interview with Coach Osborne right now. I think everyone's just standing around warming up. This is a televised game, not on linear TV, so you'll have to go find it on a stream, and you'll have to buy the stream. Just stay here. Stay here. We'll take care of you here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And Noah's Rating getting his stuff on. That's what we were held up by. Rating getting his gear on as his brother Peyton Erickson was warming up Sisman. And Rayden will throw it down, and Fitch fields it cleanly. And we're ready to go here in the home half of the second. It'll be Raggy due up as he wears number 44 and we'll step in that right-handed batter's box. So Sisman will throw his 15th pitch here as the defense is ready to go, and the first pitch of the home half of the second is a breaking ball high, 1-0. I wonder if Game Changer has first pitch strike stats. I'm not going to look it up now because it would take me an extra minute or two, but I'm guessing Sisman's percentage is pretty high in that regard. Hard grounder to third. Wahab knocks it down. Strong throw across the diamond. Gets Raggy out for the first out. And Wahab's defense has been outstanding all summer. When Chibanos was part of the state soccer tour, Wahab was the left fielder, and he was good out there too. I'm looking forward to see what he does next summer, if he's the returning third baseman, because if you haven't figured out, Helan loses a lot of pieces going into next summer. And it should be an interesting school year as a whole in football, basketball, track, baseball, soccer. There should be some. Even though this year was great, I think next year is going to be just as exciting. And football gets things started here, I think a month from tonight. I don't have a calendar in front of me. August 23rd, I think, believe it's first football game. I'm looking at the Colonel schedule just to look at a calendar. And the first pitch to Cook is outside, 1-0. By the way, if you were wondering where the City Rapids Colonels, who they play here full time, as the 1-0 is swung on, fouled off, back towards us. The Colonels are in Quad Cities tonight, and I believe tickets were only $1 to get in, if I saw that correctly. Colonels will come back here and host Great Lakes next week, the 1-1. The X's are home next week, too. There's a blooper to right. Bleeker took a great angle on that and cut it off. It's still the first hit for the Comets, but Cook is limited to a single. That'll bring up Fjelland, as Sisman has to work from the stretch for the first time tonight. Fjelland, the third baseman for the Comets, hitting. Let's see what his uniform number is. There he is. He's hitting .288 with 18 driven in. Sisman working from the first base side of the rubber again. A nice bunt by Fjelland. The only throws to first, and Sisman throws a dart over there. So 1-3 sacrifice that advances Cook up to second. And there's two away for Bunkers. Charlie Bunkers, who's senior, hitting .303. His OBP is .426. He's forced 18 walks. He's driven in 12. He has 27 hits, so he hits almost just as many walks as he does hits. I don't expect him to earn a walk here as well as that Sisman has been throwing around the strike zone. This will be his 21st pitch. He's thrown 16 strikes. Not a bad ratio. Both middle infielders checking out Cook, and the pitch is swung on, fouled off, and that might have gone off of Bunker's foot. And rolls foul. Assistant coach Ben Taylor going to go retrieve that ball as he'll walk backwards towards the dugout, giving his defense a defensive signal to what he wants them to do. Fitch clapping his glove of his second to distract Cook. Sitzman set, looks back, throws, grounded right back to him. And he'll make the simple throw over to first for the out. And that side is retired. So we're through two. Bishop Heelan nothing, North Polk nothing. We'll be back with the third right after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to the 2024 Class 3A Iowa State Baseball Championship on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio, presented by Trammy Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame.
Hello.
Mom, how are you today?
I suppose okay today.
Have you taken your medicine today?
I got it in my hand, just trying to get the dang thing open. Oh, shoot, I just dropped them all over the floor. I can't even see where they all went. You know, I sure could use some help around here.
Tri-State Nursing offers home care from 2 hours to 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Call today, 277-4442.
Splish Splash, you'll be having a blast on a rubber ducky floating mat. Family fun under the sun, just don't forget your sunscreen and hat. When summer's near, so is the heat. That's why our mats just can't be beat. Splish Splash, all day long, on a rubber ducky mat is where you belong. You'll be a splishin' and splashin', oh yeah!
Rubber Ducky is a proud supporter of 88.1 Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan. Visit us at rubberducky.com.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Due up in the third for the Crusaders, it'll be Fitch, Wahab, and Chabanos as we're scoreless in the top of the third here in this Class 3A Baseball Championship game. Zach James alongside with you here, and Reed doing the pushing the ones and twos this evening for us back in our Sioux City studios. The first pitch to Fitch is a strike right down the middle. 0-1 the count. Fitch working from the right side hitter's box, and he takes a slider outside to even the count, 1-1. This is Fitch. Fitch's 34th start of the season. He's hitting .241 coming into this week. He's driven in 5. And he takes strike 2 on the outside corner. Another breaking ball. 1-2 the count. And fastball a little bit outside, trying to get Fitch to kind of shift his weight farther and farther outside. 2-2 the count. Raggy's at 26 pitches entering the inning. 19 strikes. And the righty throws, and the righty swings. And it's a blooper down the right field line, but it's going to land on top of the bullpen hill down the first base line. Foul ball. We'll do it again. No score here between the Crusaders and the Comets. Heelan in their road to blue uniforms for the finale here tonight. Next baseball game, guessing is in late May. The 2-2. Swung on, fouled off. Fitch just got a piece of that one, and he'll see another pitch. Fitch playing second base here tonight as Chabanos goes and grabs that foul ball. The 2-2. Fastball swung on, and Fitch gets it off the end of the bat. There to make the catch in front of the bullpen mound was Reinhardt. And that's the first out of the inning. That'll bring up Wahab, wearing number 12, the third baseman. Wahab, righty. Getting ready to face Raggy. Raggy on righty. The first pitch of the at-bat is inside, and I don't know if that was close to hitting him, but it looked really inside for ball one. Right down the middle was the one, that 1-0 delivery for strike one. Wahab looking to get something going here. Fieland is playing way in at third, as has every other defensive opposing third baseman against Wahab's team this summer. The 2-1 with one out here in the third. Sweeper that tailed just a little bit outside. 3-1 the count. Heelan Faithful clapping along. Great crowd coming from Siouxland to the City of Five Seasons. And Zwahop takes ball 4 low. And he'll reach base for the first time tonight. Now flip the lineup back to the top for Chabanos, who grounded out the short to get things started. Chabanos looking down at Coach Andy Osborne. Looking for win number 507. Wahab taking about a 9-foot lead over at first, and the pitch is swung on, fouled off back towards our way. I'm sure you can hear that ball fall, ricochet out the middle. For strike one. Landed near the Cedar Rapids Kennedy team, who plays after this game, just behind the plate. Wahab with still an 8-foot lead. Raggy pitches home, and Wahab's going to steal second without contest. Zonsky caught the ball cleanly, but it just seemed like it got caught in the webbing or something because he stared at his glove for a split second. And by the time Zonsky wanted to do what he needed to do, Wahab was already sliding into second. And Wahab with about a 4-foot lead over at first. And Chabanos takes a strike right down the middle. 1-2 the count here with one down in the third. No score here, top three. North Polk's defense playing fairly back. Raggy checks the runner at second, and Chabanos takes ball two outside as he's looking to get on. Coach Osborne now making another signal down to Wahab. I don't know if he's going to ask Chabanos to bunt here, but there's a huge gap between first and second. Bunker is playing basically right by the second base back. So if Chabanos can shoot one to the right center field gap, that might make some magic for the Crusaders. Chabanos thought about offering at it, but held his bat back as that sweeper went a little bit outside. 3-2 the count. One down here in the third. Three and two, here's the pitch. Swung on, fly ball, left center field. Owen's going to call everybody off at center. He'll make the catch literally in left center, and that's the second out of the inning. Two down here in the third, and Bleeker will walk up to the plate, hoping to bring home Wahab. And with Wahab's speed, any batted ball out of the infield will probably score him. Heelan didn't score first the other night. Monday night was so long, I don't even remember if they scored first against Pella. I think they did. Bleeker lines one foul into the North Polk dugout for strike one on the far end of that dugout. He'll readjust his batting gloves and step in. Every Crusader up on the top step of the dugout, leaning over the railing. Bleeker swings and misses at that off-speed pitch. 0-2 the count. Raggy looking to get out of this jam. Crusaders with the hit and an error. North Polk with the hit and an error. Heelan still looking for that hit as that Erickson batted ball, and the second was called an error. Raggy, his preset basically at his chin, now gets set basically just at his stomach, the 0-2, and he'll step off as he looks back at Wahab at the last second. Both middle infielders giving Wahab a little bit of trouble over at second. Wahab with a huge lead. There's a liner to center. That one hop against Beck. Osborne's going to hold Wahab at third. Bleeker's going to advance to second on the throw as the throw came all the way through to home. So Bleeker intelligently gets 93 feet on that. I don't know how the official score is going to call that. It's obviously a single. I don't think they should call that an error because it wasn't really an error. It was a mental error, yeah, but you can't charge a mental error on that. So we'll just give them the advancement on the throw. So there's runners at second and third for Lefebvre. Lefebvre, his first time up, grounded out to second. neither Keelan base runner with really a big lead as Raggy misses the outside corner there, 1-0 the count. Nice frame there by Zosky, though. Raggy getting set now at the chin and throws a fastball on the outside corner, 1-1 the count. I don't know if that's a... If he's tipping his fastball, though, because he's coming set two different places, so that's something the Crusaders can pick up. That would be advantageous. He's set at the chin again. We'll see if this is a fastball, and it's not. It's a slow grounder. Raggy fields it cleanly, and he'll just run over the bag and step on it, and he'll escape without any damage done by the Crusaders, even though they had two in scoring position. One U, the rare one U, if you're scoring with us at home. And we're through 2.5 with the Crusaders and the Comets. Still tied. Nothing. The Bishop Appeal and Hall of Pride ceremony is September 21st at the Sioux City Convention Center. Tickets will be on sale soon at bishopappeal.org. The five who will be inducted are Mike Lemon, class of 1970, Chad Hine, class of 1995, Andy Kruger, class of 1995, Brendan Kugel, class of 2009, and Jordan Sitzman, class of 2010. And, we're working on the Hall of Pride programs right now, getting those printed and ready to go, so we're not working on those the week of, as we did last year, and just dotting our I's and crossing our T's, as that will be an exciting weekend, as we'll induct five more into the Hall of Pride. That's the third class for the Bishop Appeal Hall of Pride, which will make 21 total. If you miss any of the Hall of Pride ceremonies from 2022 or last year, they are on the bishopappeal.org website. Go under the Athletics tab, click on Hall of Pride, scroll down. You can also nominate your favorite Crusader while you're there and the nomination committee, the Hall of Pride committee, which Coach Osborne is on. They'll look at those nominations and see if those are good ideas. And while you're there, you can watch the entirety of the 2022 ceremony and the 2023 ceremony in individual inductions as a YouTube playlist on the website. That'll be Foster, Spieler, and Owen do up for the Comets as Sitzman's first pitch is lined foul. And that just allows strike 0-1. And it basically rolls right to Chibanos, who will throw it into the third base dugout. I thought the umpire would say, hey, I'll take the ball, but Chibanos is like, now, just throw it towards my dugout. 0-1 the count. Sitzman working from the windup. The 0-1 breaking ball in there for a strike on the outside corner just above the letters. 0-2 the count. Right at the letters, I should say. All four infielders playing back. The 0-2 in the dirt. Nice stop there by Raiden. 1-2 the count. Foster stepping out. Senior hitting 292 with 11 driven in. He fouls on straight back, and the count stays at 1-2. Foster working, hitting right-handed, steps back into the box, and the pitch. Breaking ball, low and inside for ball two. Sisman at 26 pitches. He's got 21 strikes so far. The 2-2. Swung on, fouled off of the sweet level. And it'll stay up there where a few North Polk parents are sitting. There's no Heelan parents sitting in the sweet level. They were all just sitting down low. Along the third baseline. Good student turnout, too. The 2-2. Swung on, line drive, and that's going to tail foul. And Chibanos having to go retrieve that foul ball off the top part of the left field wall. 315 down the left field line, 378 to left center, 407 to deep left center, 400 to deep right, 403 to the flag ball in right center, 390 to right center, and 325 down the right field line. All your dimensions here at Veterans Memorial Stadium, home of the City Rapids Colonels. The 2-2 fastball called strike three on the outside corner. And that's the first out of the inning. And that's Sisman's first K since the SBL game. Sitzman ready to go. Facing against Spieler. Speaker. The sophomore hitting 278, and he takes a ball low and outside, 1-0. Speaker is sophomore with three driven in. He's playing right field, the 1-0. Swung on, soft fly ball, fouled off, and it rolls towards the North Polk student section, but a Kennedy student gets a hold of it. The 1-1. Liner and just gets past Schaefer. Schaefer had a good beat on that, but the ball was just hit a little too hard, and it'll trickle into center for North Polk's first hit of the night. That'll flip it up to Owen, who grounded out to Erickson to get this first inning started. Wahab electing to play in on the grass. Spieler with about a 6-foot lead. Erickson is holding him on, and Sitzman will throw over there to let him know he is thinking about him. Both middle infielders set up for a double play. Wahab's in on the grass. Erickson covering the runner at first. All three defensive outfielders playing straight up. Sitzman throws a fastball high, 1-0. Speaker now with about a 6-foot lead, I'd say. And there is a ball right to Fish. He knocks it down. His only play is to first, and it's not in time. He'll just eat the ball. So Owen is on with the E4. I'm assuming that's what they're gonna rule it. Waiting the ruling from the official score. Yep, they did rule that an error on Fitch. And there's two on with one out. So here's Postel. Ethan Erickson comes off the bag now. He's not covering the runner. Both corner infielders are in. Both middle infielders are looking for a double play ball. Sitzman winds and deals and throws a sweeper outside. In on the dirt, too. And nice play there by Raiden to make sure that ball didn't roll to the backstop. North Polk is the home team. No score here, bottom three. 2-1, one out. Sitzman getting set at the chest. Throws home, high and inside, 2-0. Head coach Wyatt Zosky in that third base coach's box instructing Speaker what to do, and the throw to second is not in time. Fitch thought he had him, but the second base umpire said no. Speaker got back in time. See if the Crusaders try that again. They picked a couple of runners off Monday night against the Dutch. Sitzman looking back again. Now looks back another time. And throws a ball outside, 3-0 the count. Comets threatening here in the third. And Sitzman finds a strike zone just below the letters for strike one. One down here, no score. Speaking of your base runner first, Drew Owen, your base runner at first for the Comets. Wahab playing even with the baseline over at third. The 3-1. Swung on liner. A diving attempt by Erickson, and he just got a tip of the ball. Speaker's going to score. Bleeker throws it home. So it's an RBI double for Postal. Speaker scores. It's 1-0 Comets. Owen advances to third. I mean, Erickson just almost made a diving catch, but the ball was just tailing away from Erickson, and it was rolling towards that bullpen down the first base line. And by the time Bleeker got there, Speaker was just about to score. So Coach Osborne's going to come out and try and calm everyone down. It is 1-0 North Polk here in the third with runners at second and third with one out. I don't know who the second pitcher, who the first reliever is going to be. My guess is Wahab, but I don't know that for sure. But I'm sure Coach Osborne is going to let Sitzman ride things out here. Soski's up at the plate. As the home plate umpire receives a few more balls from the ball boy. I don't know who that is in the Hewlin dugout. But here's Soski. The official score did get Postel a straight-up double on that. The first pitch, that's all four infielders are in for the Crusaders. And Sitzman throws a fastball outside, 1-0. There is no activity in the Hewlin bullpen. I'm guessing Osborne's going to turn to somebody out in the field if Sitzman can't get the job done. But, I mean, Sitzman threw well. He got out of a couple jams in the SBL regional final. Thought that was a good pitch, but it's called a ball of 2-0. Zonsky, his first time up, flew out to Schaefer. I'm guessing if something's being hit on contact, they'll look home first. A little surprised all the outfielders aren't playing in. I guess Chibanos is, but Baker and Bleeker aren't. Sitzman throws a pitch right down the middle for strike one, 2-1 the count. All four infielders playing in on the grass. 1-0 North Polk here in the third. The pitch swung on, fly ball center field. Baker breaking for it. He'll make the catch. He'll throw it in. Breaking home is Owen. He'll score. So the sack fly is successful for Zosky. And it's 2-0 Comets. Zosky just need to get that ball in the air. And he executed. Tip your hat to him. Here's Raggy, who now has two runs of run support. We'll see if the Crusaders move back with two outs now. Wahab has, Erickson has, Fitch has, and Schaefer has as well. Runner at second, though. The runner at second is Postel. Sitzman's still working out of the stretch. He'll be throwing his 45th pitch of the night. And it's outside, 1-0. Sitzman awaiting the signal from Erickson, who got the signal from Osborne via a walkie-talkie system. The 1-0 breaking ball swung on and missed. Raggy was swinging for the houses and left. 1-1 the count. Infield playing back. Outfielder was playing normal with that two pickoff attempt. And Postel read it right away and immediately slid back to second. We're in the third, 2-0 Comets. But hey, the Crusaders didn't score first Wednesday night either. The pitch swung on, fouled off into the sweet area, and it rolls back into the crowd. 1-2, still the count here, 2 down in the third. Sitzman gets set at the letters. Looks back at second. The runner does break for third. It's a swing and a miss anyway. So it's a strikeout for Sitzman. So he does get out of the inning. But the Comets strike first. 2 runs, 2 hits, 1 error, 1 left on. We're through 3. North Polk 2, Hewlin nothing. We'll come back with the fourth right after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to the 2024 Class 3A State Baseball Championship game on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Tram Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame.
Hi, this is real estate agent Tammy Bertrand with Keller Williams, serving all of your residential and commercial real estate needs in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. My husband Rick and I proudly support Siouxland Catholic Radio and our Bishop Hewlin High School Athletics. As proud Catholic parents of Addison Hewlin Class of 2025, William Class of 2028, and Henry Class of 2030, we strive to spotlight the mission and the message of Siouxland Catholic Radio. Mary Queen of Peace, pray for us.
Here at Wilma's Hardware, we're proud to provide a wide range of repair services for both equipment and home repair. We're happy to help with any small engine repair, garage door repair, and window and screen repair. We are located at 815 West 29th Street in South Sioux City, Nebraska, and 3025 Hamilton Boulevard. Thank you, Wilma's Do It Best Hardware, for supporting Catholic Radio 88.1 FM.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Zach James with you here at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids, home of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. The Crusaders trail 2-0 here in the top of the fourth. And due up, it'll be Baker, Schaefer, and Ethan Erickson, hoping to erase that two-run lead deficit that they have. And Baker takes a strike on the outside corner. Looks a touch outside to me. 0-1 the count. Baker last time up flew out to center. He swings and fouls one back towards the sweet area level. And he might have hit a foul pole there, a flight pole there, because it ricocheted back into the field. 0-2 the count. The 0-2. Swung on a miss, strike three. That's the first out of the inning. And the second strikeout for Raggi. Here's Schaefer, who also struck out last time up. And Fjellin's playing way in. He's expecting Schaefer to bunt, and Schaefer is a really good bunter. But the senior shortstop takes ball one low, 1-0. Everybody else is playing normal depth. All three infielders are playing fairly in. I just realized that, as that's a line of foul. Counts 1-1. If Schaefer can lift one in either gap, that's definitely extra bases, maybe even three bases. The 1-1. Fastball way outside, 2-1. Fjellin still playing in, still thinking that Schaefer may lay one down the third baseline. The 2-1. Fastball outside, maybe a little bit high, 2-3-1. And the 2-3-1. It's a little bit low, and that's ball four. And Schaefer leads things off with a walk. He came into the state tournament with 26 of those. He's on with one out. That'll move the line for Ethan Erickson. He reached on an error by the shortstop in the second. Crusaders have had four base runners so far. Schaefer with about a 7-foot lead over at first. As Raggi gets set, looks back over his non-throwing shoulder, over his pitching shoulder, I beg your pardon, as Ethan Erickson takes a strike on the outside corner, 0-1 the count. Coach Osborne giving Schaefer some instructions over across the diamond. Wouldn't be surprised if Schaefer goes here. Raggi looking straight back over at Schaefer. Slide back, pickoff attempt, not in time. It was close, though. It's one of the closer ones we've seen this season, but Schaefer reached back safely. Raggy's turning his full torso before he comes set. Now he comes set. Doesn't look at Schaefer, now throws home, and that's a fastball high. Zosky comes out of his crouch to act like he was thrown down to first to chase Schaefer back. 2-0 the score here. North Polk leading, top four. One out. Schaefer with about an 8-foot lead over there. I think he wants to run. He's not. And Erickson swings and misses at that off-speed offering. 1-2 the count. Erickson calling time now. Steps out of the batter's box. Stares at the bat he's using. Steps back in. He's ready to go. Expecting him to have a big year next year in all sports. The 1-2. Swung on liner. Down the left field line, and that's a fair ball. It went right to Foster, though, so Schaefer only moves up to second. It's a single for Erickson. He reaches for the second time. And now there's 2-1 with one out for Raiden Erickson. Baiting his last time up, popped out to Zosky, who caught it basically 2 feet in front of the backstop. Cook won't hold Erickson on. Instead, he'll play in on the grass, expecting Raiden to bunt. Fiala's playing even with a baseline. The pitch swung on, fly ball, left field. That's right towards Foster. He'll move back a little bit. No, he misplays it. It's going to roll all the way to the wall. Schaefer's going to score. Ethan's going to be stopped at third. Raiden's at second. And the Crusaders get a run back. And it's 2-1, Comets. I think Fonsu thought the wind was going to knock it down a little bit. It's blowing from right to left. But Fonsu completely misplayed that. And it three-hopped all the way to the wall. Schaefer read it well. He scored without contest. Ethan advances to third. Raiden to second on the double. We'll give him an RBI on that. And it's 2-1 with Fitch coming up here with one out. Fitch ready to go. Now all four Comet infielders will play in on the grass. And if Fitch sends one to right center, the Crusaders have the lead. And he tries to, and that'll find the grass. Ethan scores. Raiden advances to third. RBI single for Fitch. And this game is tied. RBI single by Carson Fitch, who shot one into shallow, shallow right. But Ethan read the ball really well and broke for home almost immediately. And to Raiden's credit, too, he broke for third pretty easily as well, as Reinhardt fielded the ball only like 6 or 7 feet behind the lip of the grass. And back-to-back RBI hits by Raiden Erickson and Carson Fitch ties this game at 2, and we start brand new. Two big runs there as Coach Zosky comes out to talk to his infielders, and all three outfielders are going to talk it over as well. Crusaders respond with adversity again. Trying to see where Raggy's pitch count is. It's at 63. Storm 41 strikes as the Crusader faithful does a little clapping cheer. Like I said, great, great crowd turnout here by Bishop Heelan. They always turn out. They always travel well, and that holds true again on this Friday afternoon. Runners at the corners, one out, tied at 2. Here's Wahab. Raggy stays in. He turns and looks over at Fitch. He gets set. Now takes a long look at Yule as a courtesy runner. I don't know if Erickson came as a courtesy runner when Erickson was at second. I'm sure he did, because Yule has run for Raiden all season. But Yule now taking maybe a 6-foot lead down first. Fitch not with a big lead over at first either. There's a huge gap still in right center. All three outfielders are playing way in as a squeeze attempt was called, but Wahab fouls it off for strike 2. All three North Polk outfielders are playing, well, for that matter, Owen and Reinhardt are playing at least 80, 90 feet in front of the fence, if not more. Owen's playing in 100, 110 feet in front of the fence. The 0-2. Wahab lines it down the first base, third base line, knocked down by the third baseman, but Yule broke home immediately. He scores, and it's 3-2 Crusaders. So Yule with the run. We'll see how the official score calls that. I'm imagining it's a hit. No, they are going to call that an error towards Fieland. That's a tough call. That was a really hard hit grounder. Nonetheless, Wahab reaches on the error. Fitch moves up to second, and here's Chibanos. Chibanos squares the bunt. He pulls the bat back as he sees that pitch looming outside, 1-0. Cook and Fielin playing in on the corners, both middle infielders playing at double play depth. The 1-0, as Chibanos waits an extra second, now lines one to center. Owen's right there. He read that well. Fitch thought about breaking for third, but he'll retreat back to second. And there's two away. That'll bring that'll give Bleeker a chance with two outs. Crusaders scoring three times, all of three of them here in the fourth. Bleeker is one for two. He's got a single and a ground out. Raggy looking back at Fitch, now throws home and finds a sweeper on the outside corner of the plate. Omen won the count. Bleeker, I was going to say he's getting a taste of his own medicine, but Bleeker's sweeper is better than Raggy's. Even though Raggy's is a nice, has a nice cut to it. Owen won the count here. Crusaders leading 3-2. The pitch. Fastball swung on, fly ball right field. Reinhardt's under it. He'll make the catch. And the side is retired. So the Crusaders getting three runs on three hits. One error. They left two on board. But now they flip the scoreboard around and lead 3-2 here through 3.5 in this Class 3A championship game. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Bishop Heelan Baseball on Siouxland Catholic Radio.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Siouxland Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
Zach James back with you here at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And Reed pushing our ones and twos here back at home in our St. Boniface studios in Sioux City. We thank her support throughout the entire summer and school year. We'd like to thank all three of our producers throughout the summer and the school year as well. Vega Billings, Abby DeMars, Luis Torres. Thank you to all three of those students for taking time out of your summer to make sure we're on the radio. It doesn't go unnoticed. All three of you did a really nice job. And, of course, to my partner, Tony Michaels, who's not here. He's on assignment, which he could be here, but I'm sure he's listening along. And hopefully, Tony, maybe we nets the X's if we can do a couple innings with Dan and Austin this summer to kind of make up for the lost time we had this week. So enjoyed working with you this summer, and hopefully our paths cross again next summer. Due up for the Comets here, it'll be Cook, Phelan, and Bunkers for the Comets, who now trail 3-2, and now Sisman's throwing with a lead, and I'm sure that fires him up a little bit. Sisman with 48 pitches, 34 strikes here on this Friday evening as the shade starts to take over the infield, and Sitzman feeds Cook a breaking ball for a strike. Only won the count. The 0-1 sweeper, that tails just a little bit too much. 1-1 the count. Sitzman working quickly and working from the first base side of the rubber. The 1-1 breaking ball, fastball swung on. Wahab fields it cleanly, throws across to Ethan Erickson for the out. And for the first out of the inning. 5-3 for scoring with us at home. That's Wahab's second put out of the afternoon. That'll bring up Fjelland, who put down a sacrifice bunt in the second. Wahab's not playing back. He is playing back. And he shoots one to Wahab. He fields it cleanly after moving to his left. He throws across the diamond in time. And that's the second consecutive ground out that Sitzman has forced for the out. Gotta bring up Bunkers, who grounded out right back to Sitzman on a first pitch back in the second. Crusaders lead 3-2, bottom four. Crusaders seeking their third state championship in program history. Sitzman throws a strike under Bunkers' hands. Owen won the count. Sitzman winds and deals, breaking ball in there for a strike as he throws a front door sweeper for strike two. Sitzman hoping to make this a quick inning, the 0-2. Fastball swung, just missed on the outside corner. Good frame there by Raiden. But the home plate umpire, I do have names, but I won't give them out. 1-2 the count. The 1-2. Liner right back up the middle. Schaefer dives, but the ball rolls right under his glove. Nice attempt there, but it's a hit for Bunkers with two down. That'll bring up Foster. He led off the third by looking at strike three. Kojoski making a sign to his base runner over at first. Ethan will hold him on over at first. There is activity in the North Polk bullpen. Sitzman going back to the stretch. The righty deals and throws a breaking ball low and outside, 1-0. Both middle infielders kind of playing double play death, but they kind of aren't really with two outs. The 1-0. The runner thought he was going to break, but stopped immediately. And Sisman throws a sweeper that caught the outside corner at the knees, 1-1. 3-2 Crusaders here in the fourth. Bunkers with about a 8-foot lead over at first. The pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. Fostu taking an extra minute to recompose himself. Now digs back in. Gives a warm-up swing with his neon bat. And just gets a seam of that. Foul ball. And Bunkers broke for second, thinking that Fostu didn't make contact, that it was like a drop ball by Raiden. Now he'll retreat back. 1-2 the count here, two down. Bottom four. And Sitzman will check on Bunkers. He got back a little late. He got back a little lackadaisically there. But was called safe. Sitzman looking to strike out Foster a second time tonight. There is a fly ball in foul territory. Ethan got a good beat on it. And he'll just get out of the reach of that, out of Erickson's glove. And we'll do it again. And that was kind of a hard play, too, because there is activity in the North Polk bullpen, and it's not like the pitcher and catcher warming up down there were going to give Ethan any leeway to make that catch. And I don't know if that threw Erickson off or not. It wouldn't have been any interference or anything like that. It wasn't that close, but I'm sure it was in the back of Ethan's head, the 1-2. Swung on, foul tipped, caught in Raiden's glove. He throws a fist pump, and everybody's fired up. As we're through four, we go to the fifth. Bishop Heelan 3, North Polk 2. We'll be back after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Class 3A Iowa Baseball Championship here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by McClintock Insurance, Wall of Fame, and Schramm Electric.
I'm Dr. Tanner Ferguson, and I'm a surgeon here at Vance Thompson Vision. I grew up in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. I went to high school in Sioux City. After high school, I went to Morningside College. Here at Vance Thompson Vision, we are committed to delivering world-class eye care and surgical vision correction for patients, both vision-restoring and vision-enhancing procedures, and that's what makes this profession so rewarding.
For more information, call 531-625-3941 to see how the most advanced cataract procedures can create new vision for you.
Verity Group is a regional certified public accounting firm with an office in North Sioux City. Tim Sweeney has more than 35 years helping people and businesses with their financial needs. The knowledgeable team at Verity Group will help you manage your finances in a professional and personal manner. Please call Tim at 605-242-6617 for more information. Tim is a 1979 graduate of Bishop Heelan Catholic High School. His children have graduated from Heelan and his grandchildren are currently in the system. Verity Group CPA is a proud supporter of KFHC and Heelan Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And Caleb LeFevre starts off the fifth by seeing a pitch for a strike, 0-1 the count. It'll be LeFevre, Baker, and Schaefer do up for the Crusaders as LeFevre grounds one softly back to Raggi. Raggi fields it cleanly. He'll run over, flip it to his first baseman for the out, 1-3. And that's how the fifth inning gets started. Crusaders leading 3-2. Three runs on four hits, one error. The Comets have two runs on four hits, and two errors through four innings. Here's Baker. And he sees ball one, a little bit high, 1-0. The 1-0 with one out here in the fifth. Swung on, fouled off. And that might reach the parking lot, and it will. beautiful facility here that the Cardinals have, and they're making improvements as Major League Baseball is forcing them to as an affiliated team of the Twins. There's a fly ball to deep left, and that'll one-hop the wall, and that might be extra bases for Baker. He goes around first very quickly. He'll step into second, standing up, and that's a one-out double for the senior center fielder. He just adds to his record. He had 47. That was the record. I believe that's his 48th. I don't think he's had one this week. So we'll count that as number 48. Now make sure to update that record on BishopHeelan.org, which we are updating here in the next few days. I'm working on that, as well as the Crusader Connection. And there's a couple other projects we're working on, so we're hoping to have those done by the beginning of the school year. Schaefer swings and misses at that first offering. 0-1 the count. Hopefully have the Crusader Connection out to you by Labor Day. There's a bunt, and it's a beautiful one. The throw to third. It gets away, and Baker just realizes that he's going to break for home. The throw home is cut off. Baker scores. Schaefer goes around second quickly. That throw gets away. Schaefer's going to break for third. He's going to reach there safely. And the Crusaders add another one, and it is 4-2 Crusaders. Just a helter-skelter play there by the Comets. And Baker didn't realize the ball had gotten away from the third baseman as Osborne told him to go home. And Baker gladly obliged on that. And Schaefer getting to second on the batted ball. And then North Polk throws it away again, and then he broke for third. So he's on third. We'll see how the official scorer calls that, because there was a lot going on there. But Schaefer's on third with one out and another mound visit had by the Comets. Crusaders lead 4-2 here in the fifth. They are the road team, so they have to go through a full seven innings to close this one out. They are not the home team. They were the four seed, and North Polk's a two seed. So they are the lower seed as the Crusader crowd's getting into it again. Here's Ethan Erickson. And if he hits a ball as hard as Baker did, he could send one out of here. Quarter infielders are in for the Comets. The pitch swung on and missed. Ethan not waiting around. So small ball works again. The 0-1. Fastball swung on, fouled off. So here's what happened with that play. Schaefer put down his sacrifice bunt. Raggy fielded it cleanly. He opted to throw to third. The throw to Fielin was a little low, and I think it ricocheted off the bag and went down the third base line. Baker scored. As all that was happening, Schaefer broke for second and reached Schaefer. And then when Fielin threw over to second, he threw it away, and Schaefer advanced to third. The 0-2. Raggy throws it a little bit outside, 1-2 the count. They charged Raggy with a throwing error, but they did not charge Fielin with the error that forced Schaefer to advance to third as Erickson looks at strike three at the knees, and there's two away. Here's Raiden Erickson. Runner at third, two down here, top five. Crusaders now lead 4-2. The pitch. Outside, I beg your pardon, called a strike at the knees. 0-1 the count. Everybody playing back. The 0-1. Swung on and missed. 0-2. Schaefer with not a very big lead over at third. The 2 swung on a mid strike 3. And the Siders retire, but the Crusaders get another run and add to their lead. They lead 4-2 through 4 and a half. Let's take a moment to thank a few more of our sponsors here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, including Educatus, F&M Wealth Management, Matt Lawler, Fitch's Daily Law Office, Greenville Pharmacy, Gretkin Family Eye Care, Holland Lawn Care, Hospice of Siouxland, Jimmy John's, Lawler Fixtures, Matter Day Parish, McClintock Insurance, Meyer Brothers Funeral Home, Missouri Valley Land and Cattle, Mollet Industrial Group, New Crib Inspection, People's Bank in Sioux City, and Physical Therapy Specialists. We thank all of you for supporting Catholic Radio here on 88.1. Listen anywhere and everywhere, online at 88.1 FM, online at SiouxlandCatholicRadio.com, and click on Listen Live on the Siouxland Catholic Radio and TuneIn apps, and you can also tell Alexa to find KFHC. These options are made possible by your support of our pledge drives, and the Listen Live link is all over the Siouxland Catholic Radio Facebook page, the Bishop Healing Catholic Academic Facebook page. I think the Athletic page has shared it a couple of times, and I've shared it on my personal pages a couple of times. So plenty of chances for you to find the live link, but since you're already here, you found it. So we thank you for listening here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, and we hope to have you back here for the fall as football season is closer rather than farther. And hopefully the Crusaders can make a deep run in the football season as well. They'll open the season at Kemper Catholic, and their home opener is against Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln at Memorial Field on September 6th. And then it's East at Olson on September 12th. So hopefully you'll tune into those games here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Here's Speaker, and he lines one to center, and it's going to fall two hops in front of Baker. So Speaker is on with the leadoff first pitch hit, and the Comets are not going to go down without a fight. North Polk was the runner-up last year in the 2023 Class 3A tournament. They lost to Western Dubuque. Here's Owen. It has to go back into the stretch again. He throws a fastball, and Owen just gets a nick of it off the end of a bat. Fouls it straight back. Owen won the count. Beaker with about, I would say, a 7-foot lead over first. Nothing too dangerous. Owen takes ball two, high and away. 2-1 the count. 1-1 the count, excuse me. Both middle infielders looking for a double play. Wahab's playing in on the mats. Sitzman throwing over to first to check on Speaker. But Speaker slides in safely. Sitzman looking in, nods at his catch, throws home. And it's a bunt attempt, but it's going to roll right at Coach Zotsky. And the count goes to 1-2. Working from the side of the rubber. The 1-2. A little bit outside. 2-2 the count. Healing leading 4-2, bottom five. Nobody out. Just getting started here in the fifth. Sitzman working and getting set at the belt. And Lines went down the third base line, and he got that literally inside the line. Speaker's going to advance to third on the play, and it'll be a double for Owen. And now the Comets are threatening once again. I mean, that ball was on the third baseline. It hit a chalk about 100 feet and rolled towards the dirt. Bono's quickly to breathe in. Now there's runners at second, third. Nobody out. Postel. Four Crusaders lead. Wahab's going to end up playing. Ethan Erickson's going to play in on the grass. Both middle infielders playing where they would with the runner on second. All three outfielders playing normally. And the first pitch from Sitzman. And Postel had a pitch that was in the other batter's zone. Batter's box. Owen won the count. Sitzman caught what he wanted to do on the pitch and get him to chase. Sitzman awaiting it set. Now he does. Pitch clock in high school. It's ball the pitch. On grounder. Right to Schaefer. It's going to break home. They're going to concede the run. The first is in. for the out. Speaker scores. Owen advances to third, posts the RBI out, and the three Crusaders. That'll bring up Zosky. He's 0-2. Hopefully he's going to be 0-3. Hopefully he's 0-3. The Crusaders can get out of this, but there's only one out. All four infielders are playing in. Sitzman awaiting the pitch, and he throws a pitch that is fouled off to our left. And a nice catch by a Dowling player. And Sitzman winds and deals. And that one's fouled off. Well past the Dowling crowd. Well past everybody into the concourse. And now Sitzman quickly has Zosty down 0-2. The 0-2 swung on liner. That's going to tail foul, though. Thankfully, because if that was fair, this game would have been the Comets would have taken the lead on. Oh, it would have been tied. There's only one on. 4-3 the score. Heelan leading, one out, bottom five. A good battle here between the Crusaders and the Comets. Winner wins the Class 3A championship. The 0-2. Liner foul. Sitzman gets a brand new ball. He'll rub it in his hands. Now he'll walk up the pitching mound. Be ready to go again. This will be his 68th pitch of the night. Strikeout would be huge here. The 0-2. Swung on, liner back up the middle, and this game is tied once again. RBI single by Zosty. And it's 4-4. So two answered back by the Comets, and we're right back where we were about 10 minutes ago. We're tied once again at 4. Owen scoring on that play, courtesy runner, number 10. Jackson Halverson, a senior for the Comets. And here's Rogge hoping to walk up the pitcher's mound when he gets back out there with the lead, but the Crusaders are hoping for a double play. Sitzman getting set, and the pitch swung on, fouled off. Strike one. Tied at 4 once again. So the Crusaders are going to have to dig deep again and score. Pickoff attempt, none doing. And we'll do it again. 0-1 the count, one down, tied at 4. Crusaders scored 3 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th. The Comets scored twice in the 3rd and now twice here in the 5th. The 0-1 swung on, fly ball, center field. Baker racing in on it. And it'll fall right in front of Baker. The throw to 2nd is in time. As Halverson had to wait to see if that ball was going to be caught by either Schaefer or Baker. And once Baker realized Halverson didn't really break there, Baker threw it in, 8-4 if you're scoring at home. Rogge reaches on the fielder's choice, and there's two away. Smart play there by Fitch to cover the bag. And I think he had to stretch a little to make sure that ball beat Halverson. Here's Cook, he's 1-2. As the infielders can play back now, as Ethan Erickson's covering the runner reverse and shading his eyes with the sun beating down right on him. The pitch, low and inside, 1-0. Bryce Burke coming into courtesy run for Rogge, as that one is fouled off. Off the knob of the bat, 1-1 the count. Burke with about could say a 7-foot lead as there's activity in the North Polk bullpen again. The 1-1 swung on, fouled off, 1-2. So if Sitzman can get out of this with one more strike, that'd be all right. Neither team going down without a fight here. A fun ball game. The 1-2. Well outside. Raiden thought about throwing down to first as he had to go out of his crouch to chase that one. Righty on righty here. Sitzman set. Now nope. He'll throw over to first. And a pretty good throw. But I think Burke knocked down and intercepted that ball with his body. It was a pretty good throw. If Erickson had caught that, Burke might have been called out. The 2-2. Swung on, fly ball left field. That'll fall right in front of Chibanos. He'll throw it in, so a two-out hit by Cook, and that'll keep the line moving for Fjelland. So 2-1, two out here for the Comets. So we're going to see North Polk again a lot next year, especially on the girls' athletic side of things, and especially on the basketball side of things, I believe. That's North Polk is 4A in girls athletics, as are the Crusaders. Wouldn't be surprised if you hear Tom and Bob call a North Polk Keelan State Tournament game next March. The first pitcher, that's that bad swung on, fouled off, 0-1 the count. Schaefer clapping his glove. Now Fitch does the same thing over at second. Sitzman looks, and now he'll throw home. Schaefer fields it cleanly. The flip to second in time. Fitch steps on the bag, so 6-3 there. But the Comets score again. They score twice there. We're tied at 4 once again. We're through 5. We'll bring you the 6th after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to the 2024 Class 3A State Baseball Championship here on Sioux Lake Catholic Radio, presented by Wall of Fame, Stream Electric, and McClintock Insurance.
Barkley Asphalt of Sioux City provides for all of your asphalt and gravel needs. We supply top quality products to both big and small businesses. With our team, you will always receive excellent customer service. To find out more about Barkley Asphalt, you can call 712-255-1848.
We would like to thank our friends Brad and Jean Mollett and their family for their continued support of Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan Catholic Schools. Mollett Industrial Group is a proud supporter of your Catholic Radio 88.1.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic Radio station.
Due up for the Crusaders in the 6th, it'll be Fitch, Wahab, and Chibanos as the Crusaders and Comets are tied here at the top of the 6th. I think it's Raggy back out for the, yes it is, for the Comets. And his pitch count has to be getting up there too, as he's thrown a lot of pitches. And it's the Crusaders have forced some deep ball counts. And he's only walked 2, but he is going to pitch his 85th pitch here to start the 6th. So he's only got 25 to burn before he has to be pulled. And I don't know if he pitched Monday, so I don't know what his actual limit is. But if it's 110, then he can go a few more batters. Fitch takes strike one on the outside corner to start the 6th. Fitch singled last time up, and he'll ground one to second. Fielded cleanly by Bunkers. Throw over to first is in time for the first out. That'll bring up Wahab. Wahab's reached both times. He walked in the 3rd and reached on an error in the 4th. Wahab wearing number 12 as all the Crusaders are at the top of the step. Coach Osborne, I thought Wahab was looking down at Osborne for something, but Wahab just looked down there and Osborne clapped a couple of times, said, hey, go ahead and hit, kid. And Wahab takes a strike on the outside corner. 0-1 the count. He went with 5 hits this afternoon. The pitch, low and outside, sweeper, tailed a little bit too much, 1-1. Wahab looking to reach for the 3rd time, and he'll take a fastball high, ball 2. The 2-1 swung on, and grounder to Cook. He has to go way out of his way to field it, but Rocky was covering the bag with 3-1 if you're scoring with us at home, and there's two away in the sixth. That'll flip the lineup back to the top. Here's Chabanos, who's looking for his first hit in his final game as a Crusader. His third state tournament game of the school year. His third state championship game of the school year, I should say. He swings and misses at that pitch. 0-1 the count. He was part of the football team. He was part of the soccer team. And now he's a leadoff hitter for this baseball squad. Two hopping down the third baseline, but it involves foul for strike two. Raggy gets a new baseball. He's at 92 pitches. So he's got 18 to burn before he has to call it a night per NFHS pitching rules. Sisman, by the way, it's only at 84. Sweeper blown outside. 1-2. So Sisman has 26 pitches to use before his season's over. On the mound, anyway. 1-2 the count. Fly ball, center field. Owen gets a good break on it. It tails towards left center. He'll make the catch. And the side is retired. So a 3-up, 3-down inning for the Comets. And that's what the Crusaders defense is going to look for in the home half of the sixth. Do up for the Comets. It'll be Bunkers, Foster, and Speaker for the Comets. We'd also like to thank some more of our sponsors, including Quinu Peach, Trinity Heights, Grabudaki, Sacred Heart Parish in Sioux City, Shriami Electric, Service Master of Siouxland, Sioux Body Shop, Sioux City Bandits, the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra, Sneaky's Chicken, Staber Meats, Sterling Computers, Sunnybrook Dental, the Fire Foundation of Northwest Iowa, Tri-State Dental Care, Tri-State Nursing, Vance Thompson Vision, SC Prof LLC, Ward Electric Company, Wilmot's Do It Best Hardware, and Ruley Family Chiropractic. Thank you all so much for providing support here for the Crusaders throughout the entire summer here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. The support doesn't go unnoticed, as we're having a big listenership group this week. And if you're listening out there and want to thank these companies, please do so, because their support is second to none here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. And without them, we couldn't travel to state tournaments. And that's the thing, too. With Gold Club, one of our big selling points for Gold Club this year is it helps fund state tournament travel for the teams. Well, us broadcasters need to travel, too. And we traveled a lot. Travis Morgan, Bob Geary in football, BG and Tom Betts on the basketball side, and me on the baseball side, especially here this week for the state tournament. We can't do what we do without you. We do have some defensive changes. So Wahab is coming into pitch. Sitzman's over at third. And that is it. So Sisman and Wahab basically trade spots. It's going to be Wahab to hopefully simmer down the Comets down here in the sixth. Wahab's pitching stats look a little bit like this. He's making his 12th appearance, fifth in relief. He's 6-1 on the season. He's got a 1.51 ERA. Opponents are hitting 188. He struck out 34, and he's walked 10. And at one point, I think Wahab in the first week of the season was leading, was in the leadership bracket for strikeouts. But he has been asked to pitch a heck of a whole lot. His innings count is only 46 and a third, which is a little bit more in relief. I mean, in start-wise, yeah, he's had 7 starts. I meant in relief. He hasn't pitched much in relief. He's not a strikeout pitcher. He's a contact hitter, and he trusts his defense behind him. The first pitch of the bottom of the sixth is high and inside, 1-0. Bunkers 1-for-2 on the evening. The 1-0 goes right back to that same spot, called a ball of 2-0. Wahab, a righty working from the first base side of the rubber, just like his starting pitcher did, the pitch. Wahab's going back inside again, and it's called ball three, and now he's walking off the backside of the pitching mound, and he's got to collect himself. He does not want to walk bunkers to lead off the inning. The pitch. In there for a strike. He did know where that strike zone was and found it for strike one. The 3-1. Called strike two as Bunker was breaking for first. Thought that was a ball. But no, it's 3-2, and maybe Wahab can start out the inning with a strikeout. That would be huge. Inside, and Wahab threw all six pitches there on the inside corner. He thought that was a strike. He wanted it, and but Bunker starts off the sixth with a walk. And I bring up Foster. That pitch did look really good. But those three balls were called balls, and that fourth one, I admit, was a ball. But it was really, really close. Too bad we don't have the automatic ball strike system to challenge that, as Wahab throws ball one high to Foster as he squared around a bunt. Wahab getting set at the belt, working from the stretch. As Foster squares one around a bunt, and he placed it almost perfectly. Almost in the perfect position where you want it to. Graydon fielded it cleanly, threw down to first for the sacrifice out. But Foster put it 2 feet within the lip of the grass, over the lip of the grass, forcing Graydon to come field it for the first stop. The throw to Ethan was on point. So it was a good defensive execution play for the Crusaders, but Foster executed what he needed to do too on that play. Here's Speaker. He's got two hits. He scored twice as well. Fitch and Schaefer clapping their gloves as Wahab throws a get me over for a strike. That had a lot of rainbow on it. Owen won the count. Number nine hitter here in the Comets lineup. Owen won the count. We're tied at four. Wahab's pounding that inside corner. I don't think he's thrown one on the outside corner yet. Bunkers with about a 7 foot lead over at first, maybe a shorter one. There's a fly ball to center. Baker got a great jump on it. He'll make the catch for the second out. So Speaker's out for the first time tonight. And here's Owen. He's reached twice and scored both times. He's reached twice. He reached on a Fitch error in the third and then doubled in the fifth. Sits been playing about a foot behind the third base baseline as the third baseman. Both middle infielders trying to distract Bunkers, and Ethan's playing normal depth over at first. All three outfielders playing no doubles defense as Wahab goes inside on the left-handed hitter, Owen, but misses inside, 1-0 the count. 4-4 the score here in the sixth. The pitch, breaking ball, swung on, fielded cleanly by Fitch, throw over to first is in time, and that retires the side. So the Crusaders got that 1-2-3 inning they needed. And we head to the seventh. Bishop Heelan 4, North Polk 4. Hang on, folks. This could be a roller coaster ride. We head to the seventh right after this. You're listening to the 2024 Iowa Class 3A Baseball Championship on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Trium Electric, McClick Talk Insurance, and Wall of Fame.
Hello, this is Nick Hegarty, Heelan Class of 1996 and Market President at Prime Bank. Whether you attended Heelan yourself or sent your own children to Heelan, your family became a part of the Heelan family. Well, it's the same way at Prime Bank. When you bank with Prime Bank, we make you feel like family. Our staff works with you to make sure all your banking needs are met with our outstanding accounts, great rates, and a staff you know and trust. Make Prime Bank your bank and be a part of the Prime Bank family. Member
Bill
FDIC.
Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates. Going with a local independent agency means that they will take the time to understand your situation and budget. Let Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts & Associates discuss your options and design something that is right for you. Located at 117 Pierce Street, Sioux City, Mills, Shellhammer, Pitts Associates, a proud sponsor of Catholic Radio.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
What more could you want with a tie ball game in the seventh inning of this Class 3A state championship game between Bishop Heelan and North Polk? Hang on, folks. This is going to be a crazy, crazy ride that hopefully ends with a happy ending. It'll be Bleeker with Faber and Baker due up for the Crusaders in the seventh. Raggy is back out pitching. He only has 10 or 11 pitches to burn, and he burns one with a ball low and outside, 1-0. Game changer has him at 95 pitches right now. Bleeker winds and deals the pitch. Fastball right down the middle, 1-1. The senior 1-for-3 with a single. He did that in the third. Right center field gap's wide open as Bleeker takes a ball outside for ball two. Klatt's 4A state championship game following after this. There's more than one radio station doing it. We're the only ones doing this game as Bleeker takes strike two with the letters, and now he finds himself with a 2-2 count. The 2-2 swung on and just gets a piece of it, and he'll see another one. Everybody playing back for the Comets. Bleeker taking an extra second, looking down at his coach, waiting for instruction. And Osmond said, just go hit the pitch. Swung on, grounder to Postel. He throws over in time. The throw was a little wider than I thought, but Cook stayed on. And there's one away here in the seventh. That'll bring up LeFevre. Whew. I don't know how y'all are feeling, but I've been nervous since about 4:30, and now those nerves are ramping up a little bit. The first pitch to LeFevre, and I'm clear up in the press box. Liner, and it lands in Fjellin's glove. It was kind of like what Pellis' third baseman did the other night. He just lifted up his arm, and he caught it. Just bad luck by LeFevre. Here's Baker. He doubled last time in the fifth. He swings at the first one and fouls it off to our right. 0-1 the count. Raggy's last hitter will be Baker or Schaefer. He's got 8 pitches to use. According to the game changer, let's see if the state agrees with me. And Claire Osborne, as Baker fouls that one off. And, yeah, the official score has him right there, too. Can't go over 110. So if you do, you forfeit. Now I don't think you'd want to have that happen in a state championship game. The 0-2. Baker swings and misses, and that retires the side. So 1-2-3 inning by Raggy. And that'll probably end his night as he's at 103. And now the Crusaders are going to have to do the exact same thing to force extra innings. Let's take a timeout here, Ann Reed. I need to catch my breath between these innings. We're tied at 4. We head to the home half of the 7th, and hopefully the Crusaders can force it into extras. You're listening to the 2024 Class 3A State Baseball Championship game here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Wall of Fame, McClintock Insurance, and Schramm Electric.
Hello, this is Kelly Eckhoff with Christy Smith Funeral Homes, proudly serving the Siouxland area for over 100 years. For all the families in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota that we've been privileged to serve, thank you. For all the others that would like to understand the importance of pre-planning your services at this time, looking at the choices you can make and financial options that are available, you can give me a call at 712-276-7319 so your family doesn't have to do it later. Our phones are answered 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for all your needs. Thank you.
Did you know the San Augustine Indian Mission, founded in 1909, is the only school in rural Nebraska founded by a saint? The Winnebago people asked St. Catherine Drexel to help educate their children and build a school. Today, St. Augustine Indian Mission is a K-8 school and serves both the Winnebago and Omaha tribes of Nebraska.
My name is Father Mark Barron. I invite you to come to our 11 a.m. Sunday morning Mass to visit the mission or visit our website at staugustinemission.org.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
And we pause so Zaki and Raggy do up for the comments here in the home half of the sixth, facing off against Hunter Wahab as the Crusaders hope to force it into extras. We're tied at four here in the bottom of the sixth. Next run probably wins it. And Wahab working from the windup as North Polk student section is standing up, and Wahab quiets them with a get-me-over strike to get things going. All four infielders playing back the 0-1. Liner, soft liner. Fitch has a good break on it. He'll catch it about shoelace high for the first out. He had a nice read on that one, and he's wearing his sunglasses to shade the sun, which is shining brightly everywhere, basically except down the first base line, and made that catch. Here's Zosky. He's had an RBI sack line, a single. He grounds one down the first base line, just foul, as there is now activity in the North Polk bullpen, as they'll have to bring in another pitcher for the eighth. No matter what, I mean, Raggy can face Schaefer, but that'd be about it for him. Sitzman playing in on the grass here with one strike. Sitzman now the third baseman after throwing a really good outing on the mound, the 0-1. Down in the dirt, nice block there by Raiden, 1-1 the count. The 1-1, as Wahab takes an extra second, has a high leg kick, and Apostle lines one down the third base line, and that's trouble. And Bleeker gets to it quickly, and he'll fire one into second. So nice play there by Bleeker by only holding Zosky to a single. That was tailing toward the corner, but Bleeker hustled and fielded it cleanly and threw it in. Now we'll have a courtesy runner for the Comets. It's Halverson, who was thrown out at second by Baker from center on a batted ball from Raggy. Raggy, last time up, did reach on that fielder's choice. He's 0 for 3. And Raggy gets hit, and I think Osborne's going to come out and ask, did he make an attempt to come out of the way on that one? And Raggy didn't move at all. I mean, he just stood there. And I saw a comment on Twitter from someone who's been here all week. I don't remember who it was, but that was a concern of his. Like, hitters don't make attempts to get out of the way of pitches like they used to. Now there's runners at first and second. Raggy has a courtesy runner as well. Bryce Burke, and here's Cook at the plate. Both corner infielders are in for healing, and now Wahab's going to step off, and Osmo's going to come out and talk to him. Raiden's going to stay in his crouch. The other four infielders are going to come in. I don't know if Osmo's going to put on a play here, or this is just a, hey, let's lock it in. But Raiden's staying back behind the plate. All three outfielders are staying in the outfield. All the infielders are having a meeting with Coach Osborne. Now Coach Ben Taylor's going to step out of the dugout and probably give instruction to the outfielders. Now we're going to have a pitching change here. So Baker's going to come in to pitch. Fitch is going to center. Sitzman's coming out. And Wahab's probably going back to third. And Sitzman should be getting a standing ovation for his outing. He's going to come out of the game for the night. And we have some defensive changes, and Brady Baker is going to be asked to be the save guy once again. But this isn't a save situation. It's a, hey, let's hold North Polk scoreless here so we can go hit in the eighth. So we have first runners at first and second, one down here, and we'll let Baker get some warm-up tosses and take a 60-second timeout. You're listening to the Class 3A State Baseball Championship here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Schramm Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame.
Missouri Valley Land and Cattle Consultants started up in 1987 by Mike and Virgin. They specialized in buying and selling cattle. You can reach Michael Vischer at 712-251-4232. They're located in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota.
New Crib Inspection is a locally owned and operated company supporting our clients with an unbiased opinion in real estate inspections. We take pride in knowing our industry and take the responsibility in providing our clients with service, knowledge, and professionalism. Call us today for your inspection, 712-301-2121, newcrib.com.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
So Grady Baker pitched on Wednesday night, and he's asked to put out this emergency situation here for the Crusaders. Baker got his second save on Wednesday night. He did allow one hit. He struck out one. He also forced a fly out in the ground. So he forced a scoreless seventh on Waller in that 6-3 win. Now he needs a couple of scoreless outs here to force an eighth inning. Baker coming into this state tournament had 7.1 innings, 7 1/3 innings under his belt, and has a 2.86 ERA. He'll face Cook. Runners at first and second. Wahab's playing back at third. Ethan Erickson's in on the grass at first. Baker looking back at second. Now throws a breaking ball. Misses a little bit high. 1-0 the count. Coach Osborne instructing his infielders, hey, knock anything down. No, that's Ben Taylor doing that. Excuse me. Fitch playing a couple extra steps in now. Fitch moves back to out to second. Carter Beck coming in to play second. Baker puts one in the dirt. Nice block there by Raiden. 2-0 the count. Tied at four here. North Polk threatening. And now Raiden Erickson going to go talk to his fellow Keelan graduate to kind of calm things down a little bit. And the home plate umpire is going to go walk out and break up that meeting. And now all is well. Ethan Erickson still playing in even with the baseline. Both middle infielders are playing for a double play. Wahab's playing back. All three outfielders playing basically a step in if they're needed to throw home. Baker throws low and outside. Ball three. So Baker needs to find the strike zone here. He gets set at the belt. And he throws ball four. Is that one? I don't think he even reached the plate. And now it is dire situation for Heelan. Everybody coming in. Now to bring up Fieland. North Polk is on its feet. The Crusaders are clapping along to encourage Baker to get out, and the Crusaders to get out of this. 4-4 tie, bases loaded, one out. Bottom seven, the first pitch is high and inside. That nearly hits Fieland. And Baker's got to dig deep here. The 1-0. Fastball in there for a strike at the knees, 1-1. All four infielders are in at the grass. All four outfielders basically playing 45, 50 feet behind the lip of the grass. The 1-1. Fly ball left field, and that's going to do it. That's going to do it. That's going to one-hop the wall. Halverson scores, and North Polk wins the Class 3A Baseball Championship. 5-4, your final score, as North Polk has a dog pile between first and second. Fieland at the bottom of that dog pile, and the Crusaders untucking their jerseys, throwing their gloves, and that'll do it as everybody's in navies hugging. And what a wonderful run by the Crusaders. It just comes up just a little bit short. 34-11, the final record for the Crusaders. But the championship will not come home to Sioux City, Iowa. It'll instead go home to Allaman, Iowa. and the runner-up trophy will be situated at 1231 Grandview Boulevard in Sioux City. But still, a wonderful run by Heelan. We haven't been here in 5 years. 2019 was the last time the Crusaders made it here. But it comes up short. And that's just how it goes. 5-4 final by North Polk, as they're still celebrating between first and second, and the Crusaders are look a little understandably sad as the three outfielders now come in. I didn't even realize the three outfielders didn't even come in on the play. They were all hugging out the outfield. Now Baker goes out to go hug them. And, man, that animal favor, excuse me, is going to go out and hug them. And now we'll have a handshake line, and we'll have the trophy celebration. If you're watching on the TV side, you'll be able to see that. But the Crusaders earning that second-place trophy as North Pole comes back and wins it 5-4 in this Class 3A championship. Let's do this, Ann Reed. Let's take a three-minute timeout, and then I'll have some parting thoughts as we'll close the school year out here and kind of reflect on a school year. And I have some final parting thoughts as well as we get off the air. Final score, North Polk 4, Heelan 3 in this Class 3A championship. We'll come back after this three-minute timeout. You're listening to Bishop Heelan Baseball on Sioux Lane Catholic Radio.
You're listening to FM 88.1, KFHC, Ponca, Sioux City, and KOIA, Storm Lake, Sioux Land Catholic Radio.
With Dave Pepin, buying and selling real estate is a stress-free process. Dave has helped more than 700 families with their most valuable asset for over a decade. Dave is not only consistently one of Sioux Land's most accomplished and trusted realtors, but he is a Catholic man, a fourth degree Knight of Columbus, and your Ramsey trusted agent in the Sioux Land area. With Dave Pepin, you have a friend you can trust with all of your real estate needs. Visit DavePepin.com or call 712-635-5945.
Fibercom utilizes state-of-the-art technology for all of its services. Our network is based on fiber optics technology in combination with the traditional copper facilities and licensed true non-line on-site wireless broadband. We intend to stay on the leading edge of telecommunications industry. You can visit or call our local office anytime between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m., Monday through Friday. Our technicians are always on call 24 hours a day. Fibercom is located at 1605 9th Street, Sioux City, Iowa. To find out more, call 712-224-2020.
Life can be difficult at times. Reaching out for help can be uncomfortable. Be assured, there's confidential care available at Catholic Charities. We offer specialized services for trauma, free mental health assessments for children, and access to psychiatric care. Catholic Charities' holistic approach will help you and your family live a happier, healthier, more productive life. Learn more, CATHCHAR.com.
Lightform Technologies originated in Sioux Land in 1986 and has been changing the way to build ever since. As energy prices continue to rise, builders and owners choose Lightform daily. Lightform Technologies provides a strong, energy-efficient, wind- and fire-resistant building envelope perfect for home, school, commercial, or other new construction. Learn more by visiting our website or contacting our office. Lightform Technologies, the best way to build. Lightform is a proud supporter of Sioux Land Catholic Radio and Bishop Heelan High School Athletics.
And now, back to your Crusader Sports on your Catholic radio station.
The Crusaders earn their runner-up banner and trophy that'll come back home as they fall to North Polk 5-4 here tonight at Veterans Memorial Stadium in Cedar Rapids. Just a hard-fought game by both teams, and got to give tip your cap to North Polk as they just had a few more timely hits and... They're a good baseball team. They're the number two seed for a reason, and they'll go home with the championship, and the Crusaders just fall a few routes short of their goal, of their final goal on the bullet point list. But you know what? They crossed off a lot of bullet points this year. Conference championship, state tournament appearance, which they were seeking for so long for a few years, and they finally crossed that off the first time since 2019 that the Crusaders had gotten here. It's the 20th time that the Crusaders have gotten here. They were seeking their third state championship, and they're still going to seek their third state championship, as 2001 and 2005 are still the two titles for the Crusaders. The Crusaders had a heck of a season, 34-10, another 30-win season. Coach Andy Osborne reaching the 500 win mark. Plenty of accolades, and I'm sure we'll see all conference, all district, and all state come out in the next coming days, as it's well deserved. And yeah, this feeling stings a lot right now, and it should. But when you look on the car ride home, I hope these boys realize what they've accomplished this summer, and the whole school year for that matter, because they accomplished a heck of a whole lot as the Bishop Elam Crusaders. Started off with the football season, and the last two football seasons going leading up to the 2023 season were disappointing to say the least, but the football team got to the state championship game against Williamsburg, and Williamsburg was a far better team than the Helan was that day. But the Helan got to the state championship game and electrified the fan base, the community, the alumni base again. That was really fun to see, and the football team deserves a lot of credit for what they did. Then we go to basketball. Girls basketball making it to state. Yeah, they got knocked out by Waverly Shell Rock in the semifinals, but they'll be primed and they're ready to go for next season, and there's a lot of young pieces coming back that gained a lot of experience in that state tournament. Then you go to the spring season. There's a spring soccer, a boys soccer team. They won a championship over Davenport Assumption. And Sergio Mihangos with the golden goal that gave the Helan its only state championship this year. And then there's track. They qualified a ton for track. There's too many to mention here, but they qualified a ton. Tennis had a couple kids compete in the sub-state regional finals. That's been a while since that happened. Both tennis teams had a tremendous season. The girls soccer team making it to state. Let's see, what else? Volleyball having a solid season, even though they lost in the regional final. Make it to volleyball matches this fall. The volleyball team is going to be very, very fun to watch in the fall. They have a ton of talent, and I think a 4A state championship should be the goal for them, and I think it is. And then in the summer, softball had a lot of young pieces. I'm excited to see what they do in the next few years as they climb the mountain back towards the top where they were a few years ago. And then, of course, here's the baseball team. With a lot coming back, losing in regional final, sub-state finals and sub-state semifinals the last few years, and they finally broke through with a thrilling win against Sergeant Bluff-Luton, and they got here. They won Monday, they won Wednesday, and they just came up short tonight. But you cannot discount what this team did. And, it stings tonight. 5-4 loss to North Polk, but when we look back at this one, this is going to be one of the more memorable teams that the Crusaders have had. And it's been a pleasure not only following this team, but all the teams here. And it is truly a blessing to have seen this at Helan the last couple of years. Now for some parting thoughts for me, and I haven't shared this on my social media yet, and I will this weekend or on Monday. I've told a few people. I haven't told everybody, but for those of you listening, I am leaving Bishop Helan at the middle of next week. I have accepted a position to be Morningside's communication athletic information specialist. So I'm not going far. I'm just going across to the east side. But it's an opportunity that I just couldn't pass up. And it kind of just basically fell into my lap. And While I'm excited for that opportunity, I am so, so bittersweetly heartbroken that I'm leaving Helan. And Helan has played a huge role in these last 2 months of my life. I got married as a Crusader. I've grown a lot as a Crusader, especially from a marketing perspective. And I've gotten to do a lot of cool things here at Helan. I've gotten to meet a lot of interesting people. I've gotten to have conversations that I'll remember for the rest of my life. I've worked with people that I'll consider friends for the rest of my life. And I've met people that I'll probably keep in touch with for a long, long time as well. So even though I'm going to become a Mustang here next week, and I'm sticking around mid-August to finish a Crusader Connection and finish up a couple website duties as well. But I'll always consider myself a Crusader. Once a Crusader, always a Crusader. I hope you all think of me of that as well. And hopefully if Morningside allows me to be the play-by-play guy for Bishop Elam Baseball next summer, and if Tony's good for it, I'd be more than thrilled to come back and bring you Bishop Elam Baseball here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, because it's been the most fun summer in a really, really long time. When Ann Reed approached me at the beginning of the summer, late spring, that Tony was going to come on with me, I was a little hesitant about it. But Tony has been such a fun partner. Tony, if you're listening, I wish you could call in and we could share one last moment together for this summer. But you've been fantastic to work with this summer. You've been a professional through and through. And it's been a heck of a lot of fun working with you this summer, my partner. And I consider you a professional and personal friend from here on out as well. And keep doing your thing with the X's, because you're doing a tremendous job there as well. So thank you for everything at Helan. I'm looking forward to going to Morningside, but I hope you all consider me a Crusader from here on out. Dowling and Kennedy are warming up. Good luck to Dowling. I believe Iowa Catholic Radio is here. If they're not, you can listen along as well on 96.9 The Bull as well if you're in the Des Moines area. And with my friend Trent Condon on the call as well, as he's getting set up there. And hopefully the Maroons can close out the school year better with a happier note than the Crusaders. Still a happy note, but still a little bittersweet as the Crusaders fall 5-4 to close out the 2023-2024 school year. Our next broadcast will be next month as the Crusaders travel to Kemper Catholic. We'll have promos for that throughout the summer, I'm sure, leading up to the season. Home opener for the football team is that following week against Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln, and then the East game September 12th at Olsen Stadium. And you can bet your bottom dollar that I'll be there at Olsen Stadium watching that Thursday night thriller between the Black Raiders and the Crusaders. Thank you all so much for everything over the summer of the last 2 years at Helan. Thank you so much. Reach out to me if you have any questions, if you have any class notes, anything you want to put in the Crusader Connection, because we're going to try to put a bow on that content by the end of next week. Crusaders close out the school year with a runner-up finish in state baseball here in Cedar Rapids. You've been listening to Bishop Elam Baseball here on Siouxland Catholic Radio. Thank you to our producers once again, Abby DeMars, Vega Billings, Luis Torres, Ann Reed in the studio tonight, Lisa Niebuhr, the rest of the Siouxland Catholic Radio board, my leadership at Helan, Dr. John Flannery, Tom Betts, Patty Considine McClintock, Tammy Avlitz down in the garden level with me. Thank you all so much for helping me do what I do, and looking forward to the next chapter here and seeing what Helan can do next school year. Final score for the final time, North Polk 5, Bishop Elam 4. You've been listening to the special presentation of the 2024 Class 3A Baseball State Championship game here on Siouxland Catholic Radio, presented by Trammy Electric, McClintock Insurance, and Wall of Fame. Thank you all so much for listening. Have a great rest of your summer. Travis and Bob will have you for the call in the fall. Thank you all so much. God bless, and have a great rest of your Friday night.